Previously on Algoa FM.
So today, I have a special guest joining us, someone who's not just a force on stage, but also a passionate advocate for environmental causes. Now, we know him for his incredible energy on stage, hit songs like Down South, like Sinner, one of my faves at least, and his sound has really been touring across the globe. And now he's taking it to the next level as the co-owner of the upcoming festival called Up the Creek, launching in Feb 2025. I'm so excited to have him here with us today. Algoa Country, welcome to the show, Jeremy Loops.
Yeah!
Hey, what a nice warm welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. How are you doing? You were looking very coastal, very breezy. Where are you right now?
I am in Corsica on holiday, and it is summery out here, I must say. I have spent the last few months in the Cape Town winter finishing the recording of my latest album.
Yeah.
And it's been a big effort, a big labor of love, and it was bitingly cold in Cape Town, just raining, and I was just in studio with my fire and the heater going, and I decided that I needed to put like a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
A little carrot there for me to kind of like march towards as I put in those hard yards. So here I am. Album is just about done.
Wow.
And I'm just here listening to final mixes and enjoying the last moments of having all these songs to myself before I start releasing things. And yeah, it's lovely here. Been living the beach life in the 35 degree heat.
I can imagine. I love the little reward as well at the end of what's about to become, I think, one of SA's most amazing albums. You know, we're so excited. We're pumped to hear it. Do you have an album name, maybe?
I do. Oof, I don't know if I can tell you the name yet. Ooh. That's still classified information. But I've got an album name. I'm still busy. Like literally today, I got the last two final versions of the album cover. So I'm kind of now deciding on which one it is.
Yeah.
We've got great stuff coming, and it's such a beautiful process. I don't think people who aren't in the music industry would have no idea exactly all the things that go into finalizing, you know, a world-class album, or at
yes.
least making your best work. But it's not just the music, it's a lot about the music videos, the visuals, the pictures, the art, the kind of cover art. And obviously now we have vinyls coming back, so a lot of this album has been about how to make like a really beautiful album artwork that works when you open it up, and what goes on the vinyl itself. CDs are no longer a thing, so you're not worried about, like, you know, my last album, we still made CDs. On this album, there's no such thing anymore. So
crazy.
I didn't have to do all like the inside sleeves. So
yeah.
It's always changing and it's fun, but it's a lot of moving parts towards the end.
I can imagine there's so much work that has gone into this. And I'm assuming that the single that's dropping tomorrow is from this new album, right? It's titled Go Again. Can you tell me a little bit about
that's
this
right,
single?
Yeah. Go Again. Yeah, I mean... What can I say about it? The process of writing this album was definitely like at first, there's just been a lot going on in the world. I don't know if it's just a product of me getting a bit older and starting to kind of be more aware of what's going on in the world, or if the world has legitimately become just an insane place to kind of live. I think with the technological revolution and all of us glued to our devices, a lot has changed for the way that we interact with the world.
Yeah.
And anxiety, depression are on the rise. COVID did not help. And that anxiety, as an artist, you feel it. Like, I think I've always been known for being someone who can see through the difficulty and find those silver linings. I think people would kind of consider my music that is hopeful and
yes.
inspirational. And there was a moment in making this last album, and just in the last 4 years post-COVID, that I stopped knowing where those silver linings were, watching what's happening and with all these wars, and just it's been a lot to process, I think, as an artist, and trying
yeah.
to find a way to bring that into song and find my own hope again has been a big part of making this album. And it's been a process of kind of coming home to myself musically. So I think this song, Go Again, it's like a mantra to myself, you know. And if you've listened to my first album, it'll you'll have a lot of nostalgia there for the music I used to make. I think a part of my process for this album has been just returning back to my own creative source and not worrying too much about trying too hard to do what I do and just making the kind of stuff that comes out. And this song speaks about like learning to love again, learning to get out there, being ready to go again, face down, and find those silver linings amidst endless hopelessness that I just find so pervasive right now around wow. me. And yeah, my own quest to find that hope and get up and go again.
Wow, we're excited to see you actually perform the song live. I mean, you're going to be in Algoa country soon. I know you're going to be in East London on the 26th. You're going to be at Music Kitchen in Gqeberha on the 27th of September. And then on that Saturday, the 28th, you're going to be in St. Francis Bay. Are you going to perform Go Again live for us?
I'm sure I will. There's a couple of new songs I'm going to be performing.
Oh, nice.
This is definitely going to be one of them. And yeah, like I said, the album is done now and I've got some exciting things that are, so I've got some Easter eggs on this album, some collaborations that people are going to be excited about, especially for your audience there. There's, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but I worked with our very favorite Ladysmith Black Mombazo again for this album.
What?
So there are things coming. And yeah, in the next few months, people will start seeing that stuff. Obviously, all leading up to releasing this album, I think, early next year, and then heading on all sorts of global tours for a year and, you know, lots of South African touring at the end of this year as well. So, yeah, these shows coming up signal, I suppose, the first little bits of new music.
Yes.
And by the time we get to kind of next year's summer, we will be in full swing with all the new stuff and everything. So, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a really... It's going to be nice to come out of my shell again. It's been a long layaway that I've been taking for myself.
Oh, we're excited too. I mean, speaking of next year's summer, Up the Creek Festival is coming up February 2025. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting. I mean, I heard that tickets are already on sale, but the early bird sold out in 1 hour. So tell me a little bit about this festival. I mean, you're the co-owner of it. What are you expecting?
Sure, what can I say? Up the Creek is it's an institution, you know. It's the oldest festival in South Africa, right next to Splashy Fin. They are, I think, 33 and 32 years old, respectively. So it's the other legacy festival along with Splashy Fin. So Up the Creek is really a beautiful thing. I was going there since I was like a kid. You know, my folks went there once upon a time. I ended up like going there when I was older, then at some stage playing my first show there years later when I was like happening. I headlined that stage for the first time.
Wow.
And now all these years later, I've managed to actually buy the festival with my manager and we are the co-owners of it. So it's my first movement into, I suppose, the next evolution of my music career, which is just taking some of the things we've learned in the industry and hoping to help use them to build South African music culture, you know, the survival of our festivals and that they can continue and bring people together and be a platform for up and coming talent is so important. I got those opportunities coming up. There were festivals available to me when I was coming up in the industry. A lot of those festivals have since closed down and shut down. A lot of our venues around South Africa have shut down because they don't always make sense financially. So I think I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of purpose there for me. I'm dedicated to this idea of creating a platform for up and coming artists to be able to achieve what we were able to achieve and do this job for a career and make a life worth living from music. So yeah. Up the Creek is going to be awesome. It's like 3,000 people on a river on Lilo's and music stages on the water. It's incredible. If you've never seen or heard of it, come and check it out. We intend to just continue to build the legacy of this beautiful festival.
Wow, it's definitely going to be a good time. And I wish we had more time as well right now, but we do need to wrap up. So I want to wrap up with some really quick rapid fire questions, right? So I'm going to give you two options. For example, I'll say radio or TV, and then hopefully you say radio. Long story short.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So the first one is go out or stay in?
Go out.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Read a book or watch a movie?
Read a book, but I definitely watch a movie.
Pizza or sushi?
Pizza.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Calling or texting?
Calling.
Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Ah, same. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
And the last one, beach or mountains?
Beach. Every day of the week, beach.
There we go.
I love the mountains. But those are, you know what I like about those questions? Was
yeah.
That they were definite.
Yes.
This might be funny to some of your listeners. I just came off an interview with a big Swiss publication because I was in Europe on this trip and I ended up in Switzerland, in Zurich. And I went to this big radio station there, and they did rapid fire questions with me. And her questions were ridiculously hard. And it was impossible for me that she hadn't prepared me. It was like, what would they write on your tombstone? And I was like, I haven't even thought about my death. And then she was like, if you could choose how you died, how would you die? And I said, well, I don't know, like in the ocean or something, like, you know. And she was like, in the ocean? And I was like, I don't know, like maybe a shark attack while I'm surfing, or a tornado while I'm sailing. And she was like, no, we can't put that in the interview. And I was like, well, you should have given me some, get a warning.
Exactly.
Not easy question.
Like
tea or coffee, I got that all day, you know. And dogs or cats, I like that. It tells a lot about a person.
Yeah, exactly. So we can just get to the root of the answer, right? So we know you a little bit better now too. And from how hilarious you are, I think you should really be a comedian. So thank you so much, Jeremy Loops, for spending this time with us and just for availing your afternoon to spend this day. It's been absolutely incredible getting to know you.
Thanks, you guys. And thanks to all the listeners out there for always supporting this music and this journey. It's a privilege to make it. I love what I do. And I hope this song conveys that. I hope it can be a mantra for you as well as you face your days and face this wild world with fearlessness and love and empathy for the journey, which we are all on, whether we like it or not. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Jeremy Loops, I'll Go FM. Thank you so much, Jeremy. It's been an absolute pleasure. Okay. Have a good day.
Love you guys. Ciao.
Bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.